In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. He is the King of creation. So says the hymn we will sing at the end of today's service. It's an Easter hymn. Give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. It's an Easter hymn, and also just a beautiful piece of music. Lucas's only instruction to me about today was that it was to be a joy-filled service. Funerals in the Episcopal Church are always uplifting and often joy-filled. People are often kind enough to thank me for a lovely service. I tell them to thank the prayer book. Thanks to the grace of God and the good work of those who put together our Book of Common Prayer, we are able to strike a balance between acknowledging our grief and turning our hope to where it properly belongs. The God who created us. The God who redeems us. The God who sets us free from every kind of bondage. It was not so long ago that I stood in this pulpit proclaiming blessing of a different sort at a wedding. Not so long ago that I stood in this pulpit exclaiming my care and affection for the Whitney family. I don't need to repeat those words. They were true then, and they remain true. Today, I have a different but related task. Today, it's Easter. Every funeral is an Easter service, a service of resurrection and of new life. It's a funeral, so we are all touched with sadness. It's true of every funeral, touched by sadness and also surrounded in joy. It is a complicated set of emotions. But to borrow something that I've heard Lucas say more than once, hey, that's life. Life is complicated and unfair and full of pain and sadness. Life is complicated and joyful and full of happiness and wonder. Hey, that's life. And that life, our life, all life, is a gift from Almighty God. And we come together on Easter and at funerals, we come together proclaiming that life is complicated, unfair, wonderful, joyful, and a gift from God. Margie was a gift. A gift to everyone who knew her, but also to people who didn't know her, who only met her. I'm trying to decide which I am. I've done a lot of funerals for people I didn't know. The key is to tell the truth. Get up here and say straight away, I didn't know this person. But through your stories about them, I have heard a story of the grace of God. I knew Margie for nearly a decade, but I don't have the kind of stories that many of you have. Stories about a loving mother, a devoted wife, a kind and energetic teacher, an unrivaled friend, a music lover, and a person of deep compassion and kindness. I knew Margie for nearly a decade, and yet only caught snippets of who she was. Through stories from those she loved and through brief and fleeting glimpses behind the cruel illness which stole her from us so many years ago. In my first years here, she would come by every day and cook the dinner. You see, Margie was on our altar guild. Many members of her team are here today. She was a member of that team until the day she died. Margie was on the altar guild. And for many years, she would come here nearly every day to prepare the altar for communion, what she called, through the veil of her illness, cooking the dinner. You see what I mean? Glimpses. Glimpses of her faith, of her care, of her love for this church and for all God's people. More glimpses have come through stories you have told me that I hope you are telling each other. Margie was absolutely devoted to our preschool. She was a teacher at St. Mark's Kindergarten until 2006. Through a strange and wonderful turn of fate, our current kindergarten director, Kim Davison, told me a story about Margie. When Kim and her husband first moved here, and they didn't know anybody, but their daughter Alex was in Margie's class at the preschool. When Kim received a cancer diagnosis here in a town where she didn't know anybody, it was Margie, along with another teacher, who, on the day Kim had treatments, picked Alex up from school, took her out to Dairy Queen, and dropped her off back at home. Cancer is hell for the patient and for the family. But because of Margie, one little girl knew love and kindness and ice cream in the middle of it. Life is complicated and unfair. Life is wonderful and full of joy. We have all got stories about how that is true. Tell your story. Yes, today and tomorrow and next time you get a chance, tell Margie's story, but tell your story too. Your story about life, the good and the bad, the hard and the joyful, and about how God is in the middle of it all. We're just past Christmas. Tomorrow is the second Sunday of Christmas. Today is the 11th day of Christmas. Easter is our hope in the midst of death. But Christmas is the only way we can make sense of the complicated life we see all around us. Because at Christmas, God chose to come and live. Complicated and confusing and bitter and wonderful and joy-filled. God chose it all. And in some way that I cannot explain, God has redeemed it all. Today, it's my job to tell Margie's story a little bit up here. A story that includes the beautiful love shared between Lucas and Margie, between the two of them and their children and grandchildren, really shared between the two of them and all of us who have been privileged to know them, to know their love. It's a story that extends way out beyond us, touching people we might not expect. I was at an ordination a few days after Margie died. Chatting for a minute with our bishop, he asked me, "How is that gentleman who takes such care of his wife?" I told him that she died and that we were grieving and we were experiencing the peace of God all at the same time. He shook his head sadly and smiled all at the same time, saying, "That's the work, ain't it? That's just life." My work today is to tell Margie's story, just a little bit. But really, my work is to tell you that Margie's story is somehow, some way, wrapped up in God's story. It's complicated and confusing, unfair and full of joy. Margie's story and God's story, both. The story is this. Jesus is Lord. Just like the hymn we will sing says, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. All the earth. The achingly complicated and the beautifully simple. Lord of all. the wonderful and the unfair, the bitter and the joyous, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. I cannot make better sense of it than that. Perhaps redemption comes by God's coming to live alongside us, living alongside our joy and our sorrow, our confusion and our unguarded happiness. God is alongside us, for all of it, never leaving our side. Jesus is Lord of all the earth. He is the King of creation, which means that love is the King of creation, that love is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord of all. The earth, the heavens, life, death, sadness, joy, confusion, unguarded happiness, and love. 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 Jesus is Lord of all. Hey, that is life. Amen.